Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, June 18th, about noon Central Time. And we have seen quite the movement out of the equity markets over the last five trading days or since the last podcast day. So we have an S&P up 4%, a NASDAQ up 8%, a Dow up 4.5%, a Russell, which we love because of our allocation there, is up 6% over the last five trading sessions. The remarkable one to me is crude oil down about 30%, which puts it at about $73 a barrel. Now, obviously, a lot of everything we just went through has to do with developments out of the Middle East. And also, obviously, any sort of geopolitical development is going to create, an extra layer of volatility. We talked about last week how it has felt more volatile than the percentages actually show, but it looks like that volatility may possibly be coming to an end. We are in the time period of the year, of the calendar year, where volatility tends to be subdued, and we don't see a lot of big movements in either direction. It tends to be sideways to slightly higher, but even sideways to slightly lower, it's just not, we're not expecting a lot between now and August. We will use that time period to make some minor adjustments to the portfolio from a broad sector allocation standpoint. I think we remain very well positioned. What adjustments we would be looking at potentially would be minor individual equity holdings, swapping maybe something out for something else. But again, from a broad sector allocation standpoint, we remain really well positioned. I found this to be somewhat interesting. It's not the most interesting statistic that we have covered on this, but yesterday was Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's first FOMC meeting. And the prior three Fed chairs, the market dropped on the first FOMC meeting, as it did yesterday. However, it was followed by an average 8.7% gain. Now, while the statistic as a whole is not the most interesting, the part that is that 8.7%. Because going back as far back as this time last year, when we covered multiple different, I think it was about five different statistics that pointed towards an end of year return for 2026. Well, when you add that 8.7% to where we already are, halfway through the year, it actually lines up perfectly. So that part is what really caught my eye. Another statistic that I think overarching has a really positive effect is we have existing home sales that have increased year over year. And 35% of that was made up of first-time home buyers. Why is that important? That is important because if you looked at it this time last year, there was not a lot of first-time home buying happening because everyone was concerned about the interest rate, right? In fact, there was a statistic that I think we covered on this podcast that was something like from the age range of 25 to 45. It was some huge number that had opted to move back in with their parents in lieu of buying a new home, and it was largely contributed to interest rates, right? So we're starting to see that mentality sort of reverse, right? And people aren't as concerned about where, you know, 30-year rates are, obviously, just purely due to what the statistic that we just covered. So that's a good thing. That means that we've got inventory moving. That means that money is moving, right? And you've heard me talk about the velocity of money. And this is a good attribute. This is a big part of how you start to create that velocity of money. And so I wanted to cover that as well. But all in all, everything looks great. We're really excited about what we think the market in general is going to produce over the next 6 months, but also our, more importantly, our portfolios, what they are capable of producing over the next 6 months. Obviously, we are going to have to keep our heads on a swivel with things developing, geopolitically. But all in all, my expectation would be that we see a pretty boring, hopefully pretty boring market over the next, couple of months as we get through the summer season. And then, have that typical discussion that we have every year about September, October, and then the what we call Santa Claus rally into the end of the year. But all in all, very, very positive and super excited about what we have in store for the rest of the year. So with that, kind of a short podcast, but it's all positive stuff. So with that, I guess we're going to go ahead and wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend. And we're also going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.